Don't break it. Please. I know I scared you. Just don't break the mirror, please. I don't know what will happen if you get rid of the mirrors. I don't want to be alone. Not again. Thank you. I'm so sorry I frightened you. I can't blame you, seeing a strange woman in the mirror. I've been trying to stay out of sight, but I know you've been catching glimpses of me. I guess that probably made it even worse. You must have thought you were going crazy, or that you were haunted. Oh, right, I guess you are haunted. I'm not exactly among the living, and I am stuck here. How can I explain it? Imagine if you could walk inside the mirror, and you can walk around and see the normal world through the other side of the mirror. Except I can't leave the apartment. I'm stuck in this mirror version of this place. That's why I finally tried to talk to you when I saw you were about to smash the mirror. I was scared that if the mirrors were gone, something would happen to me. Maybe I just wouldn't be able to see you, or maybe I would just be gone. I'm really sorry that I've been kind of watching you this whole time, but I have nowhere to go, really, and it helped me not feel so lonely. What? No! I mean, yes, I might have peeked a few times. The mirror is right in front of the shower, after all, and the one in your bedroom, and you're pretty cute. What? Me? Even with the white eyes and the whole, you know, ghost thing? Really? And here I thought being a ghost would ruin my sex life. No, that was just a joke. I mean, I can't come out, and you can't come in, so my clothes. Sure, I can take them off, but since I'm dead, I don't really need... Oh, I guess I do owe you a peek or two, or like 12. Don't laugh. Your TV doesn't face the mirror. What else is there to see? Well, I can see you're not kidding when you say that. You realize that getting turned on by this kind of makes you a necrophiliac, right? Don't worry, I won't tell anybody. Your turn. I never did get as good of a look as I wanted, after all. I was trying not to scare you before. That's better. Do you like the way I press myself up against the mirror like this? No need to answer. I can tell you do. Well, it wouldn't do to just put our clothes back on at this point, clearly. As long as we're here, we might as well enjoy the moment. We might not be able to touch each other, but we can touch ourselves just fine. Try to keep the pace with me, okay? And see if you can hold on so we can finish at the same time. Oh, you can't fool me. I've watched you a few times. What? Oh. Sure, I can spread them more. Can you see better now? Okay, good. Well, no sense in waiting any longer, I guess. Mm-hmm. Slow for now. Not too fast. I gotta say, it's nice not having to be so quiet, or having to wait until you leave, and this view is certainly better. Faster now, and stroke all the way down. A little bit slower than that. Yeah, there we go. Oh God. Faster. Just a little bit more. I'm almost there. Mess you've made all over your nice clean mirror. Well, I've made a bit of a mess of my own. Hey, look, ectoplasm. I know, that was terrible. I'm sorry. So, not so bad being haunted after all, then? Too bad I can't help out with the rent, though. It's gonna be nice not having to hide myself anymore. Hey, by the way, do you think you could point a mirror towards your TV?